Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The United Auto Workers Union says members will strike the big three automakers in 21 hours if they don't get the package they want. Demands include a 40% pay raise over 4 years and a shorter work week. A strike could have far-reaching effects. More from Dallas, KTVT-TV's Robbie Owens.
Daryl Wood runs the Candlelight Inn. He and others outside of the labor dispute are watching developments closely, saying a strike would hit the mom and pops who depend on the routine of major employers hard.
Anytime there's a disruption in economic activity, it does have an adverse effect on local business.
I also spoke to another North Texan who works for a company that makes parts for this GM plant. He is worried as well.
He eluded police for 2 weeks, but tonight convicted killer Danielle Cavalcante is back in a maximum security prison. KYW-TV's Nikki Dementri has more on his capture in Chester County, Pennsylvania.
Out of nowhere, everybody started congregate back by the shed.
Jim Martin says he witnessed Cavalcante's capture from outside the farm equipment store where he works.
One camouflage trooper had his gun, and then they were walking him up and they loaded him up.
Law enforcement posed for photos with Cavalcante shortly after the apprehension.
I'm not bothered at all by the fact that they took a photograph with him in custody. Again, they're proud of their work.
A judge has temporarily blocked New Mexico's governor's suspension of open carry rules for Albuquerque and the surrounding area. This comes after a challenge from the organization We the Patriots USA, attorney Cameron Atkinson.
This was one of the most seminal moments in a modern American legal jurisprudence.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham suspended open carry there because of shooting deaths of several children recently, but law enforcement officials refused to enforce the order. The case goes back to court next month. NASA astronaut Frank Rubio comes home from the International Space Station in about 2 weeks after setting the all-time endurance record for a single mission by a U.S. astronaut. He says he's looking forward to fresh air.
Inside the station, you're pretty limited to about a five-bedroom house. And so psychologically for a year, that was a little bit of a challenge.
The Atlanta Braves had a National League dynasty back in the 90s and early 2000s. Guess what? They're well into another one. Here's what it sounded like tonight on Bally Sports Braves TV.
Struck him out! The Braves are the kings of the East yet again! Six straight division crowns for Atlanta.
They won by beating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 43 overnight under mainly clear skies, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board. How are you feeling, Greg?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Yeah, the sun's out.
The sun is out. It is very humid, though.
But it was raining so hard this morning, and now it's not.
It must have been further south, because I only had some patches on my drive-in this morning.
Downpour.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe that means the humidity broke.
Yeah.
Well, coming up this hour, in the bottom of the hour, we want to hear from you on how do you watch your TV now? Are you still paying for cable? Do you pay for cable? And on top of that, do streaming services? Are you all streaming? How many different streaming services do you own, or do you subscribe to? There's so many different ways to piecemeal how you get your content, and none of it is that cheap anymore. And so this is all springboarding off of the fact that there is an ongoing kerfuffle between Disney and Charter. And so wanted to just discuss like what this could mean for TV in general, because this could be a juxtaposition or turning point for
good words.
The industry. But for now, because we had so much to get through in the previous segment or the previous hour regarding Janet Protasiewicz and the GOP's attempt to impeach her, despite the fact that she has not even heard a single case yet, and she has committed no crime, no misdemeanor, and has not done anything corrupt, they seemingly are going to march forward, and so we will see where that goes. But I wanted to get to some headlines, so the good, the bad, and another reason not to move to Florida. So this popped up in my inbox yesterday, the press release that for something that I think a lot of us knew was coming, but yesterday afternoon around 2 p.m., for immediate release, Melissa Temple files First Amendment lawsuit against School District of Waukesha. So, I think most of us who've been following the case knew that this would likely happen. But if you are not up to speed on who Melissa Temple is and what the controversy was in Waukesha with the Waukesha School District, Let me fill you in. So Melissa Temple was the first grade teacher in Waukesha who earlier this year, after finding out that Rainbow Land, a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, would not, her first graders, not just her first graders, but all of the first graders in the school were planning to sing that song in a school concert. It got nixed. And this is after a series of things that have happened in the Waukesha School District regarding what, if rainbows can even be shown and what signs can be had and just in general, some anti-LGBTQ rhetoric that had been going on in the district. She went to Twitter to let people know that this happened and seemingly then had ramifications that ended up with her getting fired for that tweet. So that is, especially when it comes to being a public school teacher, you don't have the same protections as far as, I mean, like, though they have more protections than at-will employees. And who, you know, we've seen people who have viral videos of things that they do outside of work that then get them fired from work. And that's legal. Whereas this situation, because she's a government employee, it's a little different. So she's she filed in the federal lawsuit Tuesday against the district and specifically Superintendent Jim Siebert, which is quite the move on the first day of school. You know what I mean? You know, just like, welcome back to school. Here's a lawsuit that you get to deal with this school year. And so she claimed that she was, quote, retaliated against after she exercised her right by tweeting and engaging with the media last year. So, like I said, she spoke out against the administration's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land. Then the school board voted unanimously to fire her in July, saying she had violated district policies when she posted about the ban on social media rather than discussing the matter with her immediate supervisor. And Siebert said Tuesday he found out about the lawsuit through the media and that they are going to work with their legal counsel on next steps. But yeah, so we will see where this goes. But it's going to be, she's requested a jury trial and is seeking an order declaring that the Waukesha School District and Siebert violated her right to freedom of speech under the First Amendment, reinstatement to her former position, or an award for lost wages and other financial compensation. So welcome back. We'll see where this goes.
Welcome back to Rainbow Land.
I know. This is truly
all over some kids singing a song.
I know. A song that's all of the lyrics are about inclusion and being like in a happy utopia.
Yep. Not in my America.
But yeah, so we'll keep up with that saga. I already got in contact with her and we'll see if we can get her back on the show.
Excellent.
But some bad news. So we've had Mayor Katie Rosenberg on this show multiple times, and specifically about a year ago, maybe exactly a year ago, we had her on for the first time when the show was still really new to talk about their Wausau's new filtration system and how hard she had worked and people in the city had worked to get the funding, get the all of the things in order to get this filtration system in place for the people of Waukesha, or no, of Wausau. And so I was heartbroken for them and all of the work that they've done to read this headline of PFAS breaks through Wausau's filtration system, exceeding levels proposed by state health officials. And it's so disappointing because it's still lower. Like, it's, I think they were clocking in when you read, this is an article from WPR, and they notified, so the Wausau Water Works notified residents this week that sampling showed a mix of PFAS chemicals at levels at 22.7 parts per trillion. So that's just above what the state's proposed groundwater standard is, which is 20 parts per trillion. But previously, when they first found out, like before the filtration system was in, it was something like 70. So it's still way lower than it was. So it's not like this, the filtration system just doesn't, like, stopped working, but it's still an indicator of how hard this problem is going to be to solve. And truly, I think it was a couple weeks ago, we had a guest on from Wisconsin Conservation Voters, And it's just, I read off in the last 24 hours when he was on, headline after headline. Like, there's a there's now like a PFAS headline almost every day, because this was today as far as the filtration system in Wausau. But simultaneously this week, another headline, forever chemicals found in Wisconsin River, lakes near Stella, raising concerns over fish. And so now continue, like, it's everywhere. And what's so frustrating is that even when people as responsible and committed, like Mayor Rosenberg, try to get systems in place to try to fix the problem, we're still, like, the technology's not there yet that it can necessarily be as reliable as we need it to be. So that's crappy. And then finally, another reason not to move to Florida.
Hold on, let me get my checklist here. I got a lot of reasons.
So we've talked a fair amount about, there's certain, I think it's State Farm, and I forgot who the other insurance companies, but more and more trying to get home insurance in California or Florida is becoming harder and harder, because it just, as a business model, doesn't make sense for insurance companies to insure your home when you're choosing to live in a place that has, this year has already been hit by one hurricane. I haven't actually seen totals of how much damage is it. Was it Idalia? Idalia? It was something like that. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. But the how much damage that hurricane, the most recent hurricane, did to Florida. But it's still hurricane season. And so holding your breath that another one doesn't come, another one isn't really bad. But similar in California, fires, mudslides, lots of different things. And so places that it's hard to get your home insured. But the other thing of value that you have to insure is your car. So car insurance for U.S. drivers was 16% more expensive in July than it was a year earlier. And some states are experiencing hikes over 50%.
Jeez.
And why? Mostly because rising repair costs and increase in disaster-related claims. So states prone to floods and natural disasters like Florida had some of the steepest hikes. So if we look at this, even in Wisconsin had a 22% increase. North Dakota had a 5% decrease. So I don't know what's going on in North Dakota. And Georgia had a 24% decrease. So this is from Washington Post this morning. I'll put it in the show notes today. But, you know, I feel like the increasing costs of what you need to spend to be able to live in Florida really offsets the no income tax.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Of like, you move there like, oh, no income taxes, which probably, you know, depending on how much money you save or you make, saves. If you make a lot of money, I know it could be a lot of money that you save. But if you're in the 50,000 where most median incomes are, how much more are you now spending in repair costs or insurance premiums? Like, I don't know. I would be interested to see for someone to do that math as far as like what the offset is between no income tax, but here are all these other things you get to pay for just for the luxury and the privilege of living in Florida.
Okay, that's a sentence that goes a little far.
All right. When we come back, we want to start to hear from you. We already got a couple texts on this, but how do you watch your TV? Streaming, cable, mix of both. Do you not watch TV? Are you one of those who just like reads books?
I don't even own a TV.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch television these days? We want to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that. It's backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at exergen.com.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. Good song choice.
I totally forgot that song exists. I love that song.
Who sings it?
That's Bruce Springsteen.
Is it really?
57 channels and nothing on.
God, and 57 is like a small
it's
amount
adorable.
Now. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
When we were at trying to get all the TVs on when we were at the debate 2 weeks ago at Whitetail downtown, just the cable package of like, you're in like the 575 range. You're like, I just need to find CNN. Like, how do I find this? Jesus.
Can someone find me news?
But yes, so the Disney charter fight, people are saying that this could be the start of like the idea of the TV bundle breaking. But I feel like in general, TV has been breaking, or how we watch TV or how you choose to watch TV has been breaking for a while. But the financial dispute between Disney and Charter, it kind of just highlights the growing tensions between content providers and then cable and satellite operators as cord cutting threatens to permanently unravel the cable TV business. And basically why this matters is if this fight isn't resolved, the entire business model for traditional cable TV industry could collapse. And I don't, like, I'm also just interested, like, how many people will that affect? Because as of right now, with the Spectrum, like Charter Spectrum Disney feud, it's affecting about 15 million people. And I'm interested because then simultaneously I saw information or the data that showed that broadcast and cable made up less than 50% of TV usage back in July. So, like, I'm interested in hearing from you, just how are you getting your TV these days? And so we already have Peter on the phone from Delafield. Peter, how do you watch TV these days?
Streaming.
Exclusively streaming.
Yes. In fact, I was setting everything up yesterday because of the NFL start Sunday, and I want to be sure I get as many games as possible at the same time. And I was a DirecTV subscriber for forever, and I cut the cord in June when they gave up the Sunday Ticket, and it went to YouTube, and I haven't looked back. Sunday Ticket is $300 a year. I got back in June, and I'm paying about $77 a month for YouTube, and I have been paying $200 a month for DirecTV, which I had to get in order to get the Sunday ticket. You can get the Sunday ticket standalone if you so desire. And the only regular TV I might watch is MSNBC and Turner Classic Movie, and you're paying $200 a month for two stations.
So you were like, I'm done.
Yeah, so get yourself Roku boxes and or sticks. I got a couple of Roku sticks, and you can stream to your heart's desire.
That's what my wife and I do.
So not disappointed. There's nothing that you feel like you're missing out on as far as since you've cut the cord?
No, I have an over-the-air antenna in my roof, so if I want to watch local channels that way, I can still do that.
Okay.
But you can still get them as part of your YouTube package.
So here's a question then, because I feel like you're listening to the show, so maybe I already know the answer. But the only thing I feel, where do you get local news from? Do you watch that at all on television, or do you just read the paper and listen to civic media or do it on the radio?
I tend not to watch local news because I'm not from Wisconsin originally, and so I'm not interested. But I do read, I would like to get the New York Times every day, but they feel they shouldn't deliver to this affluent area in Delfield for some reason.
Huh.
But I like to get the New York Times. I subscribe to it online, and I'll get the Journal on Sunday as well.
Got it. All right. Everything you need, you're getting from YouTube Premium right now.
Yes, I'm getting all my streaming from YouTube, and other than the over-the-air antenna as a backup.
Interesting. All right. Thanks so much for the call, Peter.
All right.
That is super interesting. And so, Greg, you were saying before, so you guys, is it just YouTube?
Well, no, we do Hulu, Disney Plus. Oh, no, you're counting them.
No, because we do a lot of them too, yeah. So I'm not trying to embarrass you, but this is part of the question.
Yeah, we got Disney, Hulu. We've got, Max. We've got, I'm trying to think, we got a couple others too. Netflix, of course. And then we have add-ons within. So like on our Amazon Prime, we add Showtime and other channels. So there's a lot.
And so, but you don't have no cable subscription?
None.
None whatsoever?
None whatsoever.
And you still feel like, but then you do, and so you get all the sports you need through the ESPN add-on?
Yes, on Hulu, yep.
But doesn't that limit you only to the games or sports that ESPN has
the
rights to?
It does. It makes baseball very difficult to watch because baseball is all over the place.
Yeah, totally.
It's on Bally's, it's on YouTube, it's on Apple TV+. We have Apple TV+. We have all these different ways, and there's no like concrete way of finding the actual stuff.
Do you just have to Google every time there's a game, like how to watch Brewers
yeah.
today?
Or I just kind of can't watch it on my phone, like the updates that come through,
like the highlights.
Yeah.
See, that's how I prefer to watch baseball, anyways.
I
feel like besides going to a game, when my parents were in town this weekend, we had the Brewers game on both Saturday and Sunday because my dad wanted to watch. And Mike was horizontal healing anyways. And those were the first time. It was fun. I do like this. Have you gotten up with the speeded up game? Are you on board now?
Yeah. The changes, I don't. I'm less whiny about now. Yes.
Great.
A 2.5 hour game I can handle.
All right. Well, how do you watch television? Are you still on cable and streaming? Are you just streaming? Are you just cable? Are you like Peter and you have YouTube Premium? We want to hear from you because it's changing and it could change and force you to change. So we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch TV these days? Come back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note said bye-bye, John. Our love's 57 channels and nothing on.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 43 overnight under mainly clear skies, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
But we also proved that not always nice.
That's how it goes. But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. That's how it goes. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach on the board. And since we had Jane in our opener for this hour, a reminder, Jane will be back next week. We've missed her terribly. We're very excited for her to be back. But Greg, you've been doing a wonderful job. But yes, Jane still works here. Jane's coming back. Jane just needed a very well-deserved vacation because she is, even at 63, a workhorse. And so that woman is the epitome of the word professional as far as how much she shows up and puts into this. And the show would not be the same without her. So we're very excited to have her back next week. But who's here this week? As always, it's 11 o'clock on a Thursday. So it is time for public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Doctor, how are you doing?
I'm so excited. We've got so many great things to talk about today.
We do. So we have some questions that came in last week that we did not have time to answer. So we're going to get to those. If you have any questions that you want us to answer, text them in now so we can make sure to try to make time to answer them because we only have two segments today. So the doctor will be here until 11:30, but 844-967-2789. Any of your health questions that you anonymously, if you want to text in, if you want to call in and just have Greg repeat the question or come on air with us, it's totally up to you. 844-96-PARTY. But I have my own, I guess, kind of just general question, but I went to a physical therapist this week because I've been some of the advice as when you're pregnant, as you probably know, lots of people give lots of advice as far as what works for them. And this is from everything from being pregnant, recovering from pregnancy, all of the things. And one of the pieces of advice I got was do not skimp on physical therapy. And in America, we're not always great at taking care of women after they give birth. And one of those things having to do with your pelvic floor. And so I made the decision to go see a physical therapist even before I'm giving birth to start figuring out how my pelvic floor is doing. But not only that, because I feel like we think about pelvic floor with women a lot, but having a husband who is recovering from an anterior lumbar spine surgery, which means they went through the front. And so he's basically dealing with a C-section, like incision right now.
Poor guy.
He also has pelvic floor, like things that are popping up. And so what is the pelvic floor? We already learned, I think, already that Greg, it's not flooring that goes in your house.
Whatever. I'm just working out an endorsement for Blifford. That's all I want.
So what we'll is the importance?
We'll get to Greg's pelvic floor later. But we all, men and women, have a pelvic floor. It's really just the muscles that hold up your bladder, and women, your uterus, your bowel. And it's a complicated network of muscles. It's so complicated that when I was in medical school, the first thing that you do as a first year medical student is you have a class called gross anatomy, and you literally
gross anatomy.
Anatomy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. G-R-O-S-S or G-R-O-W-T-H?
G-R-O-S-S, like everything. It means everything. We do like a general survey and we literally like dissect a cadaver. People donate their bodies to science and we take our time and we learn by dissecting bit by bit. But we don't do the pelvis because the pelvis is so hard and so complicated that you have to take actually an extra class. Unless it's changed in the 20 years since I've gone to medical school, the pelvis is just a really hard place. And it's hard for us to understand. It's hard for us to talk about because, you know, it's got a lot of organs that are difficult for us to talk about in a social way. Mm-hmm. But it has a huge impact on lots of different parts of our lives, like constipation, urinary problems, pain for men and women. If we don't have a strong, appropriately functioning pelvic floor, it can cause tons of common problems.
And so it's different than your abs. Mm-hmm. Like, your abs sit on top of your pelvic floor. Is that basically visually how you should think about it?
Yes. I mean, you know where your belly button is.
Yes.
Those are...
Well, not anymore. I don't really have a belly button these days, but go on.
You know where your belly button is usually located. Usually. So those are your abs, your rectus muscles, and your transverse abdominis muscles, like on your, you know, your front. But your pelvic floor is really your bottom. So like for women, if you put your finger in your vagina and just squeeze, you can usually feel your pelvic floor muscles squeezing around your finger. Same thing as far as your rectum goes and your urethra, all of that, all of those muscles together function as the pelvic floor, but they have to squeeze when they're supposed to squeeze and they're supposed to relax when they're supposed to relax.
And that's
Kristen.
What I found out this week is that I don't have so much of a problem with the strength. It's the letting go part of being able to actually relax that I never knew was a issue. And now I do. And so it's interesting, though, because it's something that they like were trying to figure out, because even both, I mean, in general in life, but also to like during childbirth, mm-hmm. being able to like release your pelvic floor is going to be important. Right? Mm.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many people I've seen who are struggling with the pain of early labor with their contractions, and they're really fighting it and they're really having a hard time. And then they get an epidural that allows their body to relax, and their body just goes whoosh, and their cervix opens up and their labor progresses. So there is definitely a physical component to the stress involved there, whether you are over exercising and you are putting too much tension into your pelvic floor because you're trying to do the right thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe you have a chronic medical problem like constipation or vulvodynia or some sort of endometriosis, some sort of condition that causes chronic pain, that causes you to be, you know, consistently squeezing and pulling back from that pain. Well, there's this negative, there's this feedback loop where your body is responding to that pain by contracting that muscle, and that muscle contraction is causing more pain, ironically. But because we don't think of it in terms of pelvic floor, and we don't think of it as something that can be resolved with physical therapy, with exercises, with breathing, we often seek other things. Like if we're constipated, we look for, you know, a laxative or yeah. something else to help us relieve that problem. And sometimes it's multifactorial. These problems, although they're very common, can have a lot of different origins. It's really great for me as an OBGYN doctor to know that you are seeking help from a pelvic floor physical therapist, because this is such an underutilized resource and so, so important for so many of us.
And I really didn't, and until someone suggested it to me, it was not something that was like an obvious, versus I've heard in Europe, it is a very obvious thing that is like prescribed to everyone instead of you having to take the burden on yourself to seek it out and ask for it.
Well, think of conventional medicine. You go to the doctor and your doctor's like, I don't know, what do you need? Surgery, medicine, or yeah. a referral to physical therapy? And the physical therapy referral is the hard thing, because you have to actually put time and effort into it, and you have to do your breathing exercises, and you have to practice those relaxation techniques. And it seems very like earthy and not like real medicine, but it is. It all fits together. So maybe there is a medicine that you have to take, or maybe there is a surgery that you need. But the physical therapy component is just as important as those other pieces.
And so does it seem, as I said, like, I feel like when I've heard about pelvic floor stuff, I've heard about it in context with childbirth, postpartum, you know, women after they give birth, the stories of like peeing your pants a little bit every time you do a jumping jack or stuff like that. But like, it's also the same thing for men. And so how does it differ when we're talking about men, whether it's with the surgery or in general of like, a pelvic floor that's weak or a pelvic floor that can't relax?
It doesn't really differ. I mean, obviously our anatomy is different and, you know, they don't go through the process of childbirth, but they still, and I am not a man, I do not take care of male patients. So to be very clear, but they still have issues with constipation and urinary problems. I mean, prostate issues are very common in men, especially as they age. If they're having pain or difficulty with urination, they may be clenching their pelvic floor, and that may be leading to a very similar problem that you're dealing with right now.
And so that's a suggestion of also physical therapy, a starting place.
Yeah, physical therapy, massage, relaxation, breathing. I mean, so many different things that, you know, again, we don't think about that because it doesn't fit into our vision of what doctors provide, what medicine is, but really it all goes together. We are holistic beings that require a lot of different types of inputs, but first we need a good diagnosis. Yeah. And it's brilliant that you went to the physical therapist while you're still pregnant. I wish everyone had the ability to do that because then you know, like, I'm going into this really important event in my life where I really need to understand what's happening with my pelvic floor. And then afterwards, you'll have made that contact before. And if you're having issues and you're looking for ideas about what can I do to strengthen my pelvic floor, you already have a strong pelvic floor. Do you need to do Kegels? No, you should not do Kegels. But maybe somebody who's having urinary leaking, maybe Kegels are the right solution for them. The only way that you know what the right solution is by talking with an expert, getting that evaluation, figuring out what the problem is, and then getting a treatment plan set up for yourself.
And I will say, so I got to have like an evaluation and there's this thing with like a flower. Have you seen this before?
No.
Basically it's like in your ability to like do a Kegel and like tighten up or relax. And if you could tighten up, the flower closes. And then but you need to be able to relax for the flower to actually open again. I did not have many blooming flowers. That was my takeaway from my physical therapist. And so I am very happy I went. And I think it is something that's good to talk about because had I not had someone recommend it to me, I mean, I don't think I would have thought about it at all. And now I have the opportunity to, I'm going to go in again and we're going to try to find like different positions where I'm better at relaxing to like take that information into trying to have this baby instead of just relying on an epidural. But I'm not no hero. I probably will be having an epidural. Let's be honest.
We have to allow your pelvic floor to bloom and not just be a bud.
Exactly. All right. When we come back, we have some questions that we're going to get to from last week of yours. If you have a question for Dr. Lyerly on any health topics, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and it is Thursday at 11:20. So Dr. Kristen Lyerly is still here for our segment, Public Service Announcement, where we take, you know, a lot of my questions about pregnancy, but also women's health, but also health in general. And we always welcome your questions for the doctor at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And last week we had a couple questions come in before we had time to actually answer them. So let's jump right into those. And the first one is there any correlation between getting COVID and very shortly after getting shingles?
That is a really good question. And it seems like there is, especially in older people. We know older people, like older than 50, are more likely to develop shingles. So there was a study done in 2022 that showed that people 50 or older with COVID had a 15% higher risk of developing shingles. And there was another study that showed that people with severe COVID, like in the hospital, had a double the risk, so twice as high of a risk of developing shingles. The theory is that COVID debilitates your immune system, and shingles is this really insidious virus that many of us get when we're kids. Chickenpox, it's the chickenpox virus. It doesn't leave. We don't get cured of it. It just sits there in our nerve roots while we're healthy and we have strong immune systems, and it just waits for us to get sick. Hmm. And at that point when our immune system is vulnerable, it's like, now's a good time. And it just busts out one of those nerve roots and creates this horrible shingles disease. So that's what the basis is. COVID weakens your immune system and just gives that other virus an opportunity to strike.
So we all, if I'm going to hear any right, so basically if you've had chicken pox, which people our age definitely did, younger people now that since the vaccine have less. You've had it. Wait, what? You had chicken pox twice?
I got chicken pox twice when I was little.
Is that normal?
Yeah. I mean, not normal, but it happens.
Is Greg normal?
Is that your superhero origin story?
Yeah, because my superhero life's really panning out for me right now.
Chicken pox man.
My superpower always going ugh when I wake up or get up.
That's the thing. So you get shingles, or you kind of always have it, and it just flares up.
You have the virus. It's kind of like herpes. It is herpes. So like think of genital herpes. You know that if you get it, you never get rid of it. You have it forever, but you can take medicines. And when your immune system is intact, you generally don't have to worry about it. Your partner needs to know about it. You can still transmit it, but it usually doesn't cause a problem until your immune system is compromised. Huh. Same thing for shingles, but we tend to see it with herpes. We see it like in pregnancy sometimes, or when other medical illnesses happen. With shingles, it's when you get older. And it's not just COVID. It can be a ton of other things that activate that latent virus that's just sitting there waiting. Some people get it, some people don't. But importantly, there is a vaccine that prevents shingles. It's very effective. It's 97% effective for people between 50 and 70. Yes, it is easy. You can get it. Insurance covers it. Anybody older than 50 can get it. And man, if you've ever had shingles, I'm sure our listeners out there who have had shingles are like, please get the vaccine because it is incredibly painful.
I've heard that. I've heard that.
My sister got it.
Your sister had it?
Yeah, my sister got it. She described it to me and it sounded horrifying.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on that note, our next question was, do you have any tips for dealing with perimenopause and hormone imbalances?
Yes, I do.
What is perimenopause? What is that? How is that different than menopause?
It is the process. So the perimenopause means like the time around menopause. Menopause is defined as 1 year after your last menstrual period. So you don't actually know that you're in menopause until it's been a year since you've had a period. And it's a lot trickier to diagnose if you don't have a uterus because then you're not having periods, or if you're taking medicine that prevents you from having periods. So it can be kind of a tricky diagnosis to figure out exactly when you went through menopause.
Huh.
Perimenopause is that time that starts in like your, you know, mid 40s or so, goes to about your mid 50s. And women experience a lot of changes as our hormones are just changing. Sometimes they're failing. Sometimes there's too much. We can have hot flashes. That's one of the most common symptoms. Vaginal dryness is a common symptom. Night sweats. You may be great one day and not so good the next. Your energy can fluctuate. You can be depressed. There are so many different ways that perimenopause can manifest in women. And that's why it's really important to talk with your healthcare provider about what your symptoms are so that we can direct the treatment to solve your particular problems. Also taking into account, what are your risks? Like, for example, if you are at risk for osteoporosis, many of us are, maybe if we have low BMIs, if we are smokers, if we're heavy alcohol users, if we have a family history, previous fractures, then maybe we need to think more strongly about, are you a candidate for hormone therapy? Or is there a different kind of osteoporosis treatment? The perimenopausal, the period that we go through, is there's so many different things that can happen. So it's really critical that women talk with their providers about what are their risk factors, what are the symptoms that they're experiencing, and what are the options for me personally.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. All right, Greg, do we have time? You said there was a caller who had a message to relay.
It was Tom from the contest before. He's a listener. He loves the show, and he says that he loves this segment. He loves listening to you talk about what you talk about. He learns, and he wishes it was an hour long.
Well, maybe we'll have to consider that to be an option. All right. Thank you, Tom, for that message. Thank you, Dr. Lyerly, for being here. As always, we will see you next week. We'll see if I have any more pregnancy questions because we'll be at the 2-week countdown. But have a great weekend.
I'm sure you will. I can't wait. I'm so excited for you.
3 weeks, baby. All right. Thank you so much. When we come back, J.R. Radcliffe is here with a sports update. Don't go anywhere. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come back. J.R. Radcliffe is here with a sport.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248. DE broadcasting at 97.5.